Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The New England Patriots are plowing through the 2015 season, undefeated at this point, heading into their 10th game of the season tonight in Foxborough against the Buffalo Bills. The last Patriot squad to go 9-0 was the 2007 team, which, as Pats fans painfully know, suffered their one and only loss in the Super Bowl to the New York Giants. Longtime Patriot wide receiver Troy Brown remembers that game well. He was there. In a new book, Patriot Pride, My Life in the New England Dynasty, the three-time now retired Super Bowl champion reflects on life, football, and his 15 seasons with the Pats. We started out by asking Troy Brown why he felt he needed to prove himself as an NFL player.
I got a lot of negative reviews because of, you know, something that doesn't even register in football. It's like you're standing there with a clock in your hand and you're timing the guy how fast he runs through the 40-yard dash. I didn't have a 4.4, 4.3, 40 time, you know, which seems to be really important to a lot of scouts and a lot of coaches. But my thing is just the bottom line, can the guy play? And I always made the argument that I can play, guys. I can get past guys. I can get open. I can catch the ball. Just give me the opportunity.
You were a Patriot under three coaches, Bill Parcells, Pete Carroll, Bill Belichick. Was there a defining characteristic for all three?
You know, Parcells is a New Jersey guy, real brash. He's pretty, you know, in your face with it, you know, and he's not afraid to wear his emotions out or even show his authority.
Pete Carroll?
Pete Carroll was more happy-go-lucky. You know, we're going to have fun today, guys, at practice, and the cheerleader-type coach.
You can almost see that today in Seattle, where he is now. What about Belichick?
Reserved. Very reserved. Especially in the beginning, he reserved a lot of his emotions. One of the first times I saw him really celebrate was the 82-yard touchdown in overtime that I caught in Miami when we struggled to win games down there, and he took his headset off. And he threw him in the air and started celebrating with the guys.
Three Super Bowls in 4 years, an unprecedented feat in the era of salary caps, as you point out in the book. Are there, in your view, risks associated with a spurt of success like that? Do you recall ever feeling like your team needed to be reined in or refocused?
The only time I felt that way was where after we just won that first Super Bowl in 2001 season, we kind of got a little full of ourselves and worried about what color pants are we going to wear with the blue jerseys at home this week and just silly things like that never mattered to us in the previous season. But now that we made it to the top of the mountain and, you know, we're the champions, come get us, you know, we lost focus on what was really at hand, which I think kind of started the whole, you know, one game at a time, do your job type stuff. So,
and it worked.
It continues to work to this day. As long as he finds the right guys that had the right type of mentality on that roster, it will continue to work.
Greatest Patriot you ever played with?
Oh, God, there's so many of them. So many of them. I can't really pick one. Can I throw a couple names at you?
Tom Brady,
Willie McGinnis, Teddy Bruschi, Vince Wilfork. Just to name a few.
You write about his command on the field and in the huddle, but what's Tom Brady's secret?
He's just a warrior, man. He refuses to fail. He's a guy that's so competitive that, you know, he's not going to lose. Even in defeat, he's not going to lose.
Why was it important for you to finish your career in New England as a New England Patriot?
As I have been reassured the past couple of days going around pushing this book, I underestimated how the people of New England feel about me. And sometimes it brings me to tears.
How hard was it to take the helmet off and hang up the spikes?
Difficult. Heartbreaking. But luckily for me, I saw it enough that I wasn't going to be one of those guys that took off my uniform and sit in my basement and become depressed. You know, my kids took it hard. They didn't understand that I was old, and that happens. So that made it even more stressful. But, you know, see guys that play too long. And sometimes guys like us, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, we got to have somebody kick us out. And Bill Belichick, in a classy way, It's time, son. You got a lot, you got a lot of miles on your body.
But Brady keeps going.
Brady keeps going. He's the type of guy that I think he's smart enough to quit. I think it doesn't matter if he's smart enough. It's just hard. You can't walk away from it. Brilliant guy. But he will probably be one of those guys that get kicked out as well. So and have to be told, just sit down for a little while and enjoy the ride.
All right. So one last question about this year's New England Patriots team. You think they're going to go all the way undefeated? What are the chances of that, do you think, in this era? And who's their toughest opponent coming up that might break this string?
Should I give you the Troy Brown, the analyst answer, or Troy Brown, the Patriot answer?
You can give me any
Brown,
answer
Patriot
you want.
Answer, we're on to Buffalo. My analyst answer is it is very possible they can run the table. What makes me a little nervous right now, if I'm on that roster right now, is that can we hold up with the limited amount of bodies? That is the biggest issue they have right
because
now.
Because of all the injuries.
So many injuries. If anything derails them, that would be the thing. But they can get past these injuries. I think they'd be okay.
Troy Brown, thank you so very much for the book. Thank you that you're still in the game on the other side of the microphone. And very, very good to meet you. A lot of fun.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
New England Patriots Hall of Famer Troy Brown talking about his new book, Patriot Pride, My Life in the New England Dynasty.